This demo is good for actually showing a number of things, but we're just going to use some of its capabilities here for the first lecture. Scroll down until you can see the whole graph, from the including the x-axis where it goes from 100 to 900, as well as the y-axis going from 0 to 90. Here we have a set of points generated similarly, again, to the way the points are generated for assignment 1. And we've got a trial line that I've drawn to fit the points. And, well, it's not very good line because it goes like straight across. It's got no slope, even though the points seem to tilt up quite a bit. So this is kind of a poor fit. However, it's not terrible in one sense, because it does go right through the middle of the points. That is, it goes right through the mean of the y values. To try to get a better fit on this line, make it fit the points more, you can take your mouse and click near one end or the other of the line, and you can actually move by holding down the mouse button and dragging with your mouse. You can move one end or the other of the line up and down and try to make the line match the points a little better. Click on the Show Residuals button, and now you'll see the vertical blue lines. These are the residuals, the differences between the regression line, that is the line that we're drawing, and the points. Now click on the Show Squares button. Now this then constructs a little square showing these by the size of the square of each residual. Of course, you can ignore the fact that the x and y axes don't have the same scale, so really these shouldn't be squares. Just go by the y axis scale for this. So you see the square of each residual there. Then as you move the line around, the squares shrink and grow. What you want to find the least squares line, the line that the spreadsheet in the Assignment 1 calculates for you, you want to find the line that makes the total area of all the squares the smallest. Now I hope that as you're listening to me, you've got your, been working with your mouse and you're clicked on the left end of the line and moving it, and then you come over and click on the right end of the line and move it up and down and see how small you can get those squares to be. Of course, when you start getting close to a least squares line, you notice that moving the line makes some squares bigger and other squares smaller, so you have to kind of guess how to modify that, or how to balance that. When you've got the line positioned so that the squares are about as small as you can get, you can then try clicking on the LS line button and see how much the line moves or jumps when you do that. If it only jumps a little bit, you were real close to the least squares line. If the line jumps a lot, you weren't so close. To start over, click the mean line button. That'll make the line go back to the zero slope through the middle and give you big squares again. You can also click on the new points button to get you some new points, and then try to fit those by moving the right end of the line, the left end of the line, and trying to get those squares as small as you can. Fortunately, one thing about the least squares method is you don't have to do this trial and error method to find the least squares line. There's a, using algebra, you can show there's a mathematical formula that will let it just calculate the least squares line for you, and that's in the booklet and implemented in the spreadsheet.